Hi everyone, and welcome to the radio workshop. I am Daniil and this is Lorenzo.
We are a group of 12 young reporters aged between 7 and 15 from Annamba.
We've been coming to the Travelfly Community Center every week for a year, and we've been doing classes with the Children's Radio Foundation, and it's been cool.
We've learned how to record and interview people. We've had lots of fun and played lots of games. We've even learned about ourselves and how to tell our own stories.
We discovered that we all had stories about crime and gangs in our neighborhood. Stories about schoolies. Jamil tells us about his schoolie story.
Hello, my name is Jamil and this is my story about a schoolie. A schoolie is someone that hits people and abuses people in ways that he thinks is right. Me and my cousin and my friends, we were walking. We saw a man, he was trying to steal that lady's purse. Then my cousin saw and then he ran to help the lady. Then he did hit the man, then the man did, so he's gonna go call his friends. Then we did walk, the lady said thank you, then they gave us a little money for us each one. And then as we were walking, then my cousin did just shout, and then we all looked, then we all saw that man did stab him here in the stomach. And then I was really worried because he wasn't like a cousin to me, he was almost like a brother because he lives with us. And then I panicked, my friend started throwing stones. I just panicked and then I saw that I mustn't be a coward. And then I threw the man with bricks. And that's the day when I learned to, if I see a schoolie, I just walk away because I don't want to be stabbed like my cousin. He went to hospital. They didn't give him any stitches. They just put a bandage there, and in 2 months, then he was right. I would like to talk to the police to ask, do they get crime every day or just like some days?
Like Jamil, we all wanted to know what the police are doing about the crime in our community. So the 6 of us, Daniil, Bufka, Audrey, Janita, Brandon Lee, and I went to the Annamba police station with our audio recorders to do some interviews. We were really quite scared because the police station is a place where we'd never want to go.
Lieutenant Bennett met us at the entrance. He's the communication officer at the station. He had a big smile and made jokes, so we felt comfortable about taking a tour of the station with him. Rufka, Bronwyn, Audrey, Lorenzo and I are on the microphone.
Where are we now?
We are now at Annamba Police Station in the parking area, but we will go into this community service center. So follow me and we will proceed.
Okay. I see Annamba Seps. We're walking now to the community service center. My name is Rufka. What's your name?
I'm Sergeant Khatle.
What do you do here by the police station?
Okay, I'm in the front desk. I'm working as a CSC clerk.
Can you describe me what you do here?
Like I help people who wants to make cases to open dockets. I also certify documents. I also make affidavits. And I also like interview people like in connection with cases, what kind of cases they want to make. So yeah, I do all those things.
What do you like to do here at the police station?
I enjoy being in front helping people.
What do you don't like to do here by the police station?
I don't like seeing people standing there for a long time, not being helped. Yeah, I hate to say that.
In one of the many rooms, there was a lady with a problem of her own, and she needed to speak to a policeman, but she gave Audrey and Bronwyn Lee some time.
What is it like to be in the police station?
It's very frightening.
Why is it frightening?
Because you don't know if they're going to help you or not.
What do you think about the gangsters?
Oh, they must make something, because the gangsters is getting worse by the day. But I would like the police to do something.
If you were a policewoman, what will you do to keep people off the streets?
What I will do is to get in connected with the community to solve the problem, because if the community is not going to work together with the police, nothing is going to happen.
Do you have a message to say to all the people?
I want to tell the people that they must stand all together, the communities, to help the police to take all these criminals and put them where they belong.
Okay, ready? Let's go. This is our crime office, where we have detectives on standby 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to deal with crime and investigation of dockets. This is our victim support room. This is our victim support room, where victims of crime get counseled. So they come in here and they come and speak to the counselors here. We're walking now through to the admin building. See, we can't just enter here, we have codes to the building. We have our fleet manager's office here, run by Lieutenant Colonel Jewis. Can we go in? He's the fleet manager, he's in charge of all the vehicles that's on the road in Manenberg, and he makes sure that it runs, all the tires are right, it's licensed, it is got petrol, it has everything to make sure it runs.
Good afternoon. How many vehicles does the police station have?
People in uniform has got 28 vehicles. The detectives has got about 23 vehicles, which is being utilized on a 24-hour basis, day and night. If you have a complaint at your house, the police needs to attend to that complaint. So we have to be able to move around. And then also, after the crime has occurred, we need to investigate. And that is where the detectives come in. They need vehicles to try and figure out who these guys were that committed the crime.
Thank you for answering my question.
That's a pleasure. Bye-bye.
This tour really showed us that there are so many different parts to a police station. Now we're going to the place that made us all very scared, but we also wanted to see the cells.
This place is the Walk of Shame.
What is the Walk of Shame?
This is a place where you're going to the cells from here, which means that you've now been caught doing criminal activities. And therefore we call it the Walk of Shame, because you've been walked down here, your head is always down in the ground. Shameful that you've been caught now.
Okay.
Without saying anything, you just walk through here, and I want to hear what you got to say on the other side, okay? How did you feel?
I felt scared because this is my first time I come into a cell
where I see lots of people and people are arrested.
I felt scared because there's lots of names written in it.
I felt scared because it's very, like, creepy if you walk across it. And
I felt scared because I thought they're going to slit me up.
They're going to lock me up. Lock.
It's not a shame to be scared, eh? Because it is not a nice feeling, and that is why you should stay away from an area like this. This is called the cells. It's a holding cell, a temporary holding cell, where people that perpetrate crime, where a case docket is taken against him, we have the open up the docket and we arrest the person and we bring them here. And they will be kept here until they go to their first appearance in court. Okay.
Shout out to Keep Away.
As we left the cell block was a police van with an open door. We see these vans driving in Manenberg almost every day, so we decided to go look how it looks inside.
I'm standing at the back of a truck where these criminals are caught and they put them in here. They use a truck to transport prisoners from one prison to another.
The truck is big and there's words on it, like Manenberg Court Duties, SI Police Service, and it's yellow, blue, and white. There's burglar bars, and in the burglar bars, there's windows.
Get in.
Feel like a prisoner inside here, because locked up now in this. How do you feel?
I feel frightened because it feels like I was a criminal and I did nothing.
Oh, open.
Was really an emotional roller coaster. Lieutenant Bennett invited us to answer the last of our questions. We have lots to ask because Manenberg is a place where lots of crime happens that impacts on our lives. With 25 years of being a policeman, we were looking forward to the lieutenant's answers.
Can you describe gangsterism?
Gangsterism is very rife within our area of Manenberg, and there's various gangs within our area, and most of the times gangsterism is due to the lack of support and parenting within the family unit. Where gangs acknowledge each other, sometimes parents have a lack of acknowledging their children, and therefore the children end up into gangs or dealing in gang activities because of the lack of parent support at home.
Is it mostly people or children you arrest?
The people that we are arresting at the moment that's perpetrating crimes is between the ages of 15 and 35. That is the people that seem to be in conflict with the law.
Why is it that those people?
Well, there's various reasons. For the older people, there's unemployment and poverty. For the younger people, it's a lack of dreams, a lack of vision of becoming somebody great, and for them not being in schools. If you're in school, you're going to build a character, you're going to build a vision of becoming somebody great. If you're out of school, that vision is not by you, and you will never be able to build your character. And this is why young people end up perpetrating crimes and getting involved into crime.
What do you do about crime in Manenberg?
What we're doing about crime in Manenberg is we have operations, regular operations within the Manenberg area. And we have crime prevention patrols in Menenberg area, where we actually try and reduce gangsterism and substance abuse within the area. Visibility, visible policing is most important to us. The more vehicles we have on the road will ensure that the gangs don't commit crime and that the community members like yourselves feel safer. Because the more vehicles you see on the road, the safer you feel.
What do you think about the youth today?
I believe that our youth today have so much power in them that if you take them to Eskom and plug them in, they won't have a problem anymore. But we need to be able to channel the power. So therefore, adults need to be able to insulate and guide them and protect them from the wrong that is out there. There's a great saying that goes, success is not measured by what you achieve in life, but who you surround yourself with. And I would like to believe that we are surrounded by great young people today that will make our country proud and the great nation that we ought to be. Thank you.
Thank you for answering our questions.
And that's how we end today's radio workshop. We'd like to thank the Riverfly Community Center and all the people at the Menenberg Police Station.
The Radio Workshop is a project of the Children's Radio Foundation. Find them on the web at www.childrensradiofoundation.org. They also have a Facebook page at Children's Radio Foundation.
From us, Jamil, Daniel, Rufka, Brandon Lee, Janita, Audrey, and I.
It's goodbye and thank you for listening.
Kandale, 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 kandale. Baby, sabo papa, bule 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 bule.